From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Tropical Storm Gordon is intensifying as it pulls away from southwest Florida this afternoon. Parts of Miami-Dade County were soaked with several inches of rain. Gordon also produced minor wind damage in the area. Meteorologist Jeff Huffman says the storm is likely to strengthen further. It could become a hurricane before it approaches the northern Gulf Coast states.
Gordon is already stronger than most forecast data has suggested it would be today. And with warm waters over the Gulf and upper-level conditions favorable for strengthening, it is a growing concern for Gulf Coast residents from Pensacola to New Orleans.
A hurricane watch has been issued for the coastlines along Mississippi and Alabama. A storm surge watch extends as far east as Navarre Beach in Florida. Huffman says Tropical Storm Gordon is likely to make landfall west of Pensacola tomorrow night. Well, tourists in South Beach say they don't know what to do on this rainy and windy Labor Day. Most streets are empty as Tropical Storm Gordon continues to drench South Florida. Cindy McIsaac and her husband are from Massachusetts. They say they just returned from a cruise.
We were hoping to spend one night in Miami Beach and go to the beach and see the beautiful Art Deco architecture, but doesn't look like that's going to happen.
The weather is also hurting businesses along Ocean Drive in Miami Beach, including the restaurant Il Bolognazia. Lucas Bond is the restaurant's manager. He says Labor Day is usually one of the busiest days, but not this year.
It hurts our employees. You have the waiters that they're depending on their sales, but if they don't make a sales, they don't get paid.
Rain is expected to continue across South Florida through tomorrow morning.